JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 85, The Rise of Hitler and the Nazis.
After the First World War, there were tens of thousands of German war veterans who felt that they had been cheated. They therefore organized themselves into what was called the Freikorps, and they became an armed militia that roamed the country. They were basically right-wing, and they were opposed to the Weimar Republic. They were certainly opposed to the left-wing, to the communists, because in Germany there was really a suspicion that the communists could take over the government. In 1923, the Nazi Party was formed, and Adolf Hitler rapidly became its leader. He was an orator, a spellbinding orator, but he was a pathological anti-Semite. And he built his whole program on the fact that the Jews, as he put it, are our misfortune. And he wrote a book. He was arrested for treason. He tried a putsch to take over the government, and he was arrested for treason. But he spent the time in what was really house arrest. And he wrote a book called Mein Kampf, My Struggle, My War. The book is still available. It's a bestseller in the Arab world. And in it, he said exactly what he was going to do if he came to power. He was going to destroy Poland. He was going to destroy Bolshevism. And he was going to eradicate the Jewish people. Everybody thought that, well, that's just a fairy tale. He doesn't really mean it. No one could do it. But the world would learn that every word that he wrote, he meant. And when he did come to power, he certainly tried to enforce it to the letter of the book itself. And as the Depression struck, and as troubles in the Weimar Republic mounted, and as they were unemployed and the German people were dissatisfied and they felt they were cheated in the Treaty of Versailles, etc., the Nazi Party grew. And it grew as a militia. He had an armed group called the Brown Shirts. And then later he had the SS, the Black Shirts. And they followed a program of violence, and especially anti-Jewish violence. And by 1933, Germany was in such chaos and such turmoil that the President von Hindenburg, the hero of the First World War in German army, turned to Hitler because he felt, he called him that little corporal, but he felt that he had no choice and he felt they'd be able to control Hitler. That was the mistake that everyone made. They always felt they could control Hitler. No one could control Hitler. And in 1933, he became the chancellor. And immediately thereafter, he staged the Reichstag fire, declared an emergency in Germany, destroyed all civil law. The Nazi Party took over, and the boycott of the Jewish people began immediately. And it would culminate in Auschwitz and in the destruction of 6 million Jews. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.